Yes, this is not the case, Catherine. Some years ago, the speed limit on a section of the N17 was, as you correctly said, moved from the 100k down to 80k, and that was primarily on a safety issue, and it has been welcomed by the majority of motorists. So the N17 won't be affected by the new speed limits that are coming in. The new speed limits that are coming in are primarily on secondary roads. So where you have national secondary roads, whereas the likes of the N17, that's a national primary road. That's not involved in this speed limit reduction. The local roads will reduce speed limits from 80k to 60k, and in built-up urban areas such as town centres, housing estates, the speed limit will reduce from 50k to 30k. Now, the first of these changes are to take place this Friday, and you know, I suppose introducing more consistent and appropriate speed limits, the main aim of this is simply down to one line, improve road safety. And that is the main issue. I think every local authority in the country has been inundated with people, and then Garda Síochána are inundated with people seeking ways to slow people down. If we take the last weekend, Bank Holiday weekend, there were 1,000 motorists stopped for speeding on the Bank Holiday weekend. And I think this is something that everything we can do to reduce fatalities, reduce injuries, and make the road safer for everybody. Everybody travelling, walking, cycling on the road, driving for a living, it's all about road safety. So while no one wants to see people getting fines, getting penalty points, I think it's all down to everybody taking personal responsibility for the speed they're travelling on, and the speed limit reductions hopefully will reduce fatalities. That the message has to get home. We're all travelling on the road. The cars, the vehicles we're driving are solely in our control. And if we don't reduce our speed, unfortunately, fatalities and accidents will continue to happen.
You'd have to concede, though, Councillor Mulvey, that the reduction in the speed limits on some roads will only work if it's enforced, if Gardaí are out and if the speed vans are out monitoring the situation closely and consistently.
Well, certainly, I agree totally with that, because we can reduce speed limit signs, and signs are being fitted on roads, but unless they're enforced, I don't think the message is going to come home to people. And we need more visibility. We have a new Minister for Justice, and certainly I hope that he will be able to ensure that there's more Gardaí out on the roads, out on the beat, from a crime and a safety issue. We need more visibility of our Gardaí to ensure that people who do break the speed limit, that they're duly warned. Are, as I say, nobody likes to see people getting fines or penalty points, but unfortunately an awful lot of our built up towns, villages, the roads leading into our smaller towns and villages have become racetracks. And I know the Gardaí have said that they're planning a major enforcement campaign for the reduced speed limits, which come into force this Friday. So we wait to see that. But I think everything that can be done to improve road safety has to be tried, because we don't want any more fatalities.